Tomorrow's Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, there will be 8,000 participants. The lineup includes 4 new balloons and 6 new floats. The New York Police Department will also be deploying something new at the parade, a counterterrorism security force. Officials say there are no specific threats, but the city remains a top terror target. From member station WNYC, Stephen Nesson reports on the parade preparations.
In front of Macy's flagship store at 34th Street last night, under the glowing words, "Believe," performers in the 89th annual parade held a rehearsal on the closed street. The Rockettes, dressed in black tights and black puffy coats with silver dance shoes, shuffle in the cold, occasionally kicking their legs straight up. Their stage manager scrambles to affix black tape to the ground to help them hit their marks.
This is true center?
All right, pretty close.
We do a bit more than pretty close.
Watching over the preparations on the side are several NYPD officers. They're just a sliver of the force that will be out tomorrow. Speaking at a news conference, Police Commissioner Bill Bratton said there will be a heavier police presence than in previous years. In addition to helicopters, bomb-sniffing dogs, and plainclothes officers in the crowd, this will be the first large event in which the 200-member Critical Response Command is deployed. The unit was created after the Charlie Hebdo attacks in Paris.
Some of those officers would be equipped with the long guns, as we refer to them, the rifles, that we'll have additional Hercules teams. Those are the heavily armed entities that will be around the area of the parade route.
Despite the extra security, he says the NYPD still relies on the old slogan, if you see something, say something.
Don't be afraid, be aware. It's part of the new world we live in.
55-year-old Kim Collins from Oak Grove, Missouri, is checking out the window displays outside Macy's. She's planning on attending the parade with her large family, but says if there's a terror alert or specific threat, they'll skip it.
I am a little nervous, so we're going to be watching things, and if it gets too scary, we'll just watch from the hotel.
Collins looks over at her infant grandchildren, twin one-year-olds.
I would hope people would honor the tradition of the Macy's Day Parade and let it go on, but we know there is evil in the world, and so just praying that our family will be safe.
The weather is expected to be sunny and in the 50s. The NYPD says there could be a record turnout. For NPR News, I'm Stephen Nesson in New York.